Here's a question. Is the biggest of all mergers back on the card? Simon Jack can explain.
This is a mega mobile merger which is doing the chat, is doing the rounds of the markets at the moment. Shares in Vodafone leapt yesterday on speculation that a deal between them and US mobile phone business Verizon could be back on if they did combine. As you say, Jim, it would be the biggest merger in history. They're both worth about £85 billion. Eddie Murphy is a telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting. He's in Cambridge. Good morning.
Good morning, Simon.
Now, Vodafone already owns 45% of Verizon, correct? So is the speculation they would buy the other 55%? Or that Verizon would buy Vodafone?
Not quite correct, actually. Vodafone owns 45% of Verizon Wireless, which is a division of Verizon.
Got it.
There's more to Verizon than just wireless communications.
I'm with you. Well, what are people speculating?
Well, there seem to be a bunch of options here, one of which is that there would be a merger, and that would be a very big deal indeed, because it would be the biggest merger in corporate history. That's a big and complicated thing to try and do. I think a more likely scenario is that Vodafone will sell its share in Verizon Wireless to Verizon Communications and pocket a great wad of cash.
And how much cash are we talking about here? I mean, what are the interests of both firms in such a deal?
Well, the valuation of varies slightly, but it's always north of $100 million, or $100 billion rather, which is quite a lot of money. Obviously, any such deal would attract a fair amount of tax, and that's an issue that might be of interest to the country as a whole.
Well,
that's the scale of the deal we're talking about here. If this deal were to go through, it could actually make a difference to the UK economy.
Okay, and it would probably make up for the disappointing proceeds of the 4G spectrum sale if that was to happen.
It would certainly help, yes.
What do you think the most likely outcome is?
I think the most likely outcome is that we will actually see Vodafone selling its share in Vodafone Verizon Wireless. I think that the merger itself would be a colossal undertaking and very risky.
Okay, and so they would give them an enormous windfall of cash. What would they do with that?
Well, they have a number of options. One is to give some money back to shareholders, which is always popular. But also, Vodafone is under a lot of pressure to increase its fixed infrastructure throughout Europe so that it can compete with other operators who can offer a combination of services in terms of fixed telephony, broadband and internet access.
Give me a percentage probability of this happening.
50%.
50%. Thank you very much. 50% that they're going to sell their 45% in Verizon Wireless. Eddie Murphy from Priory Consulting. Many thanks.